everybody, it's Vanessa here and welcome to My Dyslexic Life. Today I'm going to talk about the shame of being dyslexic and how many of us hide it from our employers.
My Dyslexic Life is brought to you by Remarkable Minds and the Truth About Dyslexia course. Check them out at the link.
Hey everybody. So earlier this week on LinkedIn, I did a post following on from one of Made by Dyslexia's post, and they're doing so many great things. But there was one thing that really stood out for me in this post that they did, and that was that 3 out of every 4 dyslexics in the workforce are hiding their dyslexia from their employees. 3 out of 4. I mean, that is huge. So it really got me thinking, you know, why do we feel like we have to hide that we're dyslexic? And, you know, there's two parts to this. So for me, one of it is the shame that as an adult dyslexic, we feel for admitting a weakness. Because dyslexia is still seen as a weakness by a lot of people, by most of the population. And I think especially those in employment, you know, your managers, your colleagues, because so often with dyslexia, it's the things that we can't do that get highlighted. Our bad spelling, our, you know, lack of punctuation, our ability not to focus, the fact that we cannot follow a meeting and write down what we need to do. There's all sorts of ways that dyslexia affects us in the workplace, and most of them are seen as a very negative thing. So of course we feel shame, don't we? And often we're carrying shame with us from our experiences of school, learning, university, even life. I know for me, I was paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake. And I would do all sorts of different things to try and not make a mistake. One of them would be working super, super, super hard. Another one would be not even trying to do something. There's lots of different things that I would do to avoid making a mistake. But why was I so scared of making a mistake? Well, it's because I was ashamed. I was embarrassed. Nobody likes getting things wrong. So it's no wonder that as dyslexics, we do feel ashamed about saying that we're dyslexic. You know, the other part of this, though, is the reaction from another person. And, you know, you have to be vulnerable to admit to your employer or your work colleagues that you're dyslexic. And once again, being vulnerable isn't a place that is comfortable for us as human beings, regardless of whether you're dyslexic or not. So, you know, we have to open up to that vulnerability. So how do you get past this? How do you enable yourself to be able to be honest at work? Because I can tell you this, hiding at work, hiding your dyslexia, hiding your weaknesses is exhausting. And I know because I've been there, I've done it. So I think the first step is actually an inward step. It isn't actually about telling your employers yet. It isn't actually about finding the words to tell your employers. It isn't actually about going through that process. Because I truly believe before you go through that process, you actually need to look inside and you actually need to come to terms with being dyslexic yourself. And for some people, that's a quick journey. For some people, it takes a bit longer. I know for me, it was probably about 3 or 4 months. And I think if you can be okay with being dyslexic inside yourself, it removes that shame. It removes that fear and it removes that stress. But I just wanted to say, if you're an adult dyslexic out there and you're struggling right now and you are hiding your dyslexia at work, just know you're not alone. Because 3 out of 4 dyslexics are hiding their dyslexia from their employer. And maybe before you want to go and have that conversation with you, that employer, I would say look inside yourself first. come to terms with the dyslexia, and yeah, and just know that it's okay to feel shame, but actually you don't need to be ashamed of being dyslexic. And this is something that, you know, here at Remarkable Minds, we work so much on. I work on it with my one-to-one clients. We work on it in our Master Your Dyslexia course. Because to me, that's the real shift that needs to happen, is actually an internal one. And then you can get the tools to talk to your employer about your dyslexia. Anyway, I hope that resonated, and I hope you find it useful, and I'd love to hear your comments, and yeah, I'll see you again. Bye.